cold. Oh, wow. Look at him. And, oh, wow. Look at this. This is really cool.
Is he alive? Wow.
Look at that.
Oh, what is he? It looks like a... Why is he so small?
Wow.
What's that guy there? Is that alive?
Wow.
Wow. Are there any poisonous, like, threatening animals in this?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like if we could gather around the touch tank here. Just before we start to have a look at these creatures and talk about them, I'd just like to give you a little bit of advice. First of all the creatures are living in the touch tank, so we do ask that you're gentle, that it's a touch tank, you're welcome to pick them up, but if you are going to do so, we ask that you pick them up gently and try not to stress them out too much. We do in particular ask that you don't chase or try and pick up any of the fish. Just let them swim about as they will.
Ooh. Ooh.
What was that?
Hello. I don't know.
Oh, ooh. Something jumped.
Oh, it's a fish.
Where?
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Water is
that's
very
a
cold.
Wow. It's like a life support system for a skull.
The little grubby sculpins here are just a smaller species of our inshore larger rock, long and shorthorn sculpins, a large gaping mouth with various spines on them. The spines deter things from eating it, and the gaping mouth, they basically come up and ambush other small fish or invertebrates.
That's amazing.
If you are putting the creatures back in the tank, please don't just plop them back in. Gently place them back in the tank where you got them. So you'll have to put your hands under the water to do that. And we ask, sometimes creatures feel a little bit funny to you when you pick them up, or they may move or do something that startles with you. And so that we ask that you hold the creatures over the tank and close to the water. And that way, if it does something and you do happen to drop the creature, you're not going to drop it on the floor behind us.
That's amazing. Look at him. He's got eyes and everything.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Do you want to touch him?
I don't know.
Just hold on to the shell.
Okay. Oh. Oh, I'm going to drop him. Oh, no, I got him.
The other creature that we ask you pay particular attention to is the scallop. We ask that you don't lift the scallops out of the water. You can lift them, but hold them under the water. I know sometimes we know that scallops will clap their shells to try and move. This is very stressful to them, so we prefer that we don't take them out of the water at all.
Oh, cool. Oh, my God.
Do we see actually?
That's amazing.
That's pretty damn cool.
That is amazing that their shells are that sensitive.
I love knowing about what I like to eat.
Yeah.
I noticed that some of you have gravitated towards the crabs. They seem to be organisms that entice our curiosity. So we've got three different types of crabs in the tank here. There are some crabs in here. The crabs, although they're small, they will pinch you. So I suggest, and you can watch how I do it, I usually take my first finger and thumb and just grab them across the back of the carapace at the widest point, and that way they can't get their little claws up and around to your fingers.
He's looking at me.
Put your finger a little closer.
No. You put your finger a little closer.
Cool. Oh, you got a hermit crab? Is that a hermit crab?
He's pinching me.
And of course, we have the hermit crabs. We're all fascinated by the hermit crabs. We've got some very small ones here.
Oh, he's coming out.
Oh, watch out for his claw.
For his claw? Is he going to grab me? Yeah. Wow, that's really interesting. I've never seen a hermit crab before.
Yeah.
Ah. Oh, you got in.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That's amazing. Does he actually live in the shell? Or, I mean, is he attached to it, or does he just live in there?
Hey, that one's sticking on.
Hermit crabs like to live in the shells of empty snails or empty snail shells. They didn't necessarily kill the snail, but they've used the empty shells for housing. Some of the smaller ones here are in periwinkle snails, and some of the larger ones here are in the waved whelk and the moon snail shells. And the hermit crab is highly modified. I've got one that died, and we've got it pickled here in a jar. And so when you pull the creature out of the shell, you'll notice that instead of having four pairs of legs and a pair of claws like the other crabs, the back two pairs of legs are very, very small, and they're really used just to hook the animal in the shell. The abdomen is no longer curved up and under the crab, but it's sort of... extends out the back more like a lobster, and it's coiled so that it fits snugly inside the shell, and it doesn't have such a thick exoskeleton for protection because the back end is highly protected by the shell. One of the other issues is the periwinkles tend to climb out over the side of the tank and fall onto the floor. So in the morning, just have a quick glance around the floor so you don't crush them. They're fine. They've just closed up for the night. Fling them back in the tank. We have, believe it or not, had two kids fall face first into the touch tank.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of the formal part of the tour. I'm going to leave you here, and I'm going to get ready for my next tour. You're welcome to stay around the touch tank. We do ask again that you're gentle with the creatures, and you try and keep the splashing to a minimum. So I'm going to leave you here. If you've got any other questions, seek me down or find one of the other guides, and we'd be happy to answer them for you. And we hope you enjoyed the tour.
That was really great. That was awesome. I feel like I'm back in grade school. It's like I'm 12 again.
Fantastic.